From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. President Barack Obama has ordered an investigation into several cyber attacks blamed on Russia during this year's election. White House Deputy Spokesman Eric Schultz said that the review will look at the tactics, the targets, the key actors, and the U.S. government's response to the recent email hacks, as well as incidents reported in past elections. He did add, though, that it is not an attempt to change November's result.
This is not an effort to challenge the outcome of the election. We have acknowledged who won the election. It wasn't the candidate that the president campaigned for. So we're not calling into question the election results. We are taking seriously our responsibility to protect the integrity of those elections.
U.S. intelligence officials accused Russia of hacking into Democratic officials' email accounts in an attempt to interfere with the presidential campaign. In the months leading up to November's vote, email accounts of Democratic Party officials and a Hillary Clinton campaign aide were breached. Emails were leaked to WikiLeaks, and embarrassing and private emails were posted online. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump spoke at a rally in the southern state of Louisiana Friday, campaigning for Republican John Kennedy in the nation's final Senate race. Trump told supporters at a rally in Baton Rouge that "we need John in Washington" and urged them to turn out to vote on Saturday. Meanwhile, in New York Friday, former Mayor Rudy Giuliani said that he has taken himself out of consideration for a place in the Trump cabinet. Giuliani, long a Trump supporter, was considered a front-runner for the Secretary of State's job, but he would have faced tough questions over his overseas business ties. This is VOA News. U.S. and Russian officials are scheduled to meet Saturday in Geneva to discuss the situation in Aleppo, Syria. U.N. Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said that he hopes some resolution can be reached to stop the bloodshed.
But if we can avoid, and that could be the case tomorrow and after tomorrow, that the last part of this battle becomes the most bloody one, that would have been a major achievement.
Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, meanwhile, said that Russia and Syrian government forces will continue bombing raids in Aleppo until rebels leave the city. Speaking in Hamburg, Germany, Lavrov said that reporters had misunderstood a statement he made that seemed to imply there had been a full ceasefire declared in Aleppo. Also Friday, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution demanding an immediate end to attacks on civilians in all besieged areas in Syria. The move comes just days after the UN Security Council failed to adopt a similar resolution demanding a ceasefire in Aleppo because China and Russia vetoed it. Also, Syrian civilians streamed out of eastern Aleppo Friday, seeking shelter from a relentless government campaign to drive rebels out of the besieged city. A new report from the World Anti-Doping Agency says that more than 1,000 Russian athletes, including some medalists, benefited from a systematic doping program in Russia. WADA investigator Richard McLaren said Friday the conspiracy involved the Russian Sports Ministry, National Anti-Doping Agency, and the FSB Intelligence Service. He said it provided further evidence of state involvement in a massive program of cheating and cover-ups.
For years, international sports competitions have unknowingly been hijacked by the Russians. Coaches and athletes have been playing on an uneven field. Sports fans and spectators have been deceived. It's time that stops.
The report is likely to heighten pressure on the International Olympic Committee to punish Russia before the 2018 Winter Games in Pyeongchang, South Korea. And Ghana's longtime opposition leader, Nana Akufo-Addo, has won the presidency on his third attempt, defeating incumbent President John Mahama. Mahama conceded defeat on Friday evening and telephoned congratulations to Akufo-Addo. Mahama acted just before the Electoral Commission officially announced Akufo-Addo as the winner of the election. Mahama was seeking a second term as Ghana's leader. The West African country is a major exporter of oil, gold, and cocoa. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.